This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Patriots, and Toyota's official website for deals. Buy at Toyota.com and by Putnam Investments, proud partners of the New England Patriots.
Treat sleep apnea with a click of a button. Visit InspireSleep.com. InspireSleep.com.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wiggy, a texter would like to know if when you are punishing your kids, I'll use their words, the texter's words, when you're punishing your kids for being petulant punks, do you ground yourself also?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But they're also my kids, and so they're not adults. I think when I try to reprimand them when they're 24, 25, or 26 years old, and they don't agree with me, I mean, I'm willing to bet you they probably
aren't going to listen.
Yeah, well, and they'll probably balk back.
They'll probably and both of you will be suspended. You will both be suspended.
In the world, he'll be suspended.
Oh, he will be suspended. This is Scott. Oh, Scott from Weymouth. Hey, Scott.
What's up? Speaker's the worst. How you doing, guys? Good morning.
What's going on? You got 40 seconds, so get right into it.
So much time.
Yes.
All right, first of all, 40 seconds. I'm going to use it all, Greg. Edelman, he sounds like he was skydiving, all right? And Danielle, don't take over my 40 seconds. We're down to 31. He sounds like he's skydiving, and he brings zero content. Now, listen, I know this is sacrilegious to say, ever speak negative of Edelman, but I will. Dump that interview. It's a waste of time. He says nothing, and his phone connection's terrible.
We are contractually required. There are a lot of people who text in.
Who's paying who?
Well, we're being paid. I mean, this is a business. I mean, we're trying to make some revenue over here to keep the lights on. I mean, yesterday they shut the lights off.
Tell him if he's contractually obligated, he might want to show up to the party and then deliver a little.
The guy is well-trained.
Greg, I'm not done. Come on, man.
Go ahead. What?
Right. Pat's on Monday. Wiggy, I disagree with you, by the way. The coach is the authoritative figure. If he tells you to sit, you sit. If he says get lost, get lost.
Oh.
Come Monday night, this is going to dictate where the Patriots' offense is. If they don't move the ball fluidly, they're going to sign somebody. To me, this is a big game. They're on the road, Monday night, national TV spotlight. You're going to find out where this offense is. If they come up a little dry, they're going to sign someone on Tuesday, mark my words.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about it because Mahomes is out. They got a free ride.
What about the Texans?
How long is Mahomes out for?
At least 3 weeks.
At least 3 weeks. So that means if he comes back still, they got to definitely do so. I agree with Scott. Monday night is going to be a big determining factor on whether or not you got to make a move, which I still think you got to make a move.
This is Scott from Westford. Yes, what's up, Scott?
Hi, good morning. There's a reason why he...
Mike in the truck. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Let me first say to you and Danielle... I was skeptical about the show in the beginning, but I love it, and I listen every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
This whole thing about the Senate there, I think everybody as an employee, we all at one time or another go through orientation, and the workplace has a code of conduct. I understand that he's bothered by his playing time, and if it's that much of a mistake, he's getting paid. But I'm wondering if there's more contractual things that if his pay is based on playing time and he has to reach those certain goals, that's why he's getting so upset.
Wiggy thinks...
Incentive-based? I mean, it might be a few incentives, but I don't think that's part of it.
Wiggy thinks, he and I were discussing this during the break, that you have a guy who's played, how long has he played? 10 years?
10 years.
You have a veteran who's been a Pro Bowler
mm-hmm.
who is not, he doesn't fancy a position coach telling him why his why he's not playing as much, and that he has every right to do that, and that he can do it in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to speak for you, but that's what you believe.
Oh, I said it depends on how the interaction comes off. He doesn't. Maybe this guy's speaking down to him. I don't know, mm-hmm. but that's part of it. I'm a Pro Bowler. You, listen, you've been in college for the past 10, 15, 20 years. You're going to come here and tell me X, Y, and Z, and then you're going to do it in a way where maybe it might be disrespectful?
Probably use the third person in there. Probably said nobody talks to MB like that. Well, you got to throw the third person out right. there when you're having an argument yes. like that.
So basically, Wiggy's leaning on the we make exceptions for exceptional people type argument. That because Michael Bennett has a history in the league, and he's got experience, it's okay for him to push back.
Yes.
That's literally.
No, that's what Wiggy is saying. I think it gets to a point, Danielle, that when you work with your boss, and mm-hmm. your boss might only be a peg or two above you, because it's not like he went after Kraft or yeah. Bill. It's one of them lower level.
But Antonio Brown went after Kraft, and you still want to bring him back.
Well, nah, it was different. He didn't. There's a difference there. But
not at all.
So when you're talking about like a lower level boss or mm-hmm. a sub boss, whatever you would call that role, and two people get into a discussion, and then that turns out to get into like a little heated argument.
Right.
I don't think it really matters. I think then all the labels come off. Then it becomes two grown men going at each other. And
mano y mano.
Yeah, and if you're calling me out my name and yelling all types of stuff at me, I'm supposed to just sit there and take it because you're my you're a peg or two above me?
Yes, that's the way it works. Yes. That's the way it works in the workplace. There's
no.
one boss.
No,
there's one boss and there's employees.
Well, in the world, it's different in the NFL because we talked about it with salaries and money. So yeah, it might be a little different.
Right, because he makes more because Michael Bennett makes more.
Right, so he might not have the problem of going, you know what, hold on. You're not going to talk to me that way. Maybe another player does. Maybe Dedrick Wise keeps his mouth shut, but Ken brought up the great point. You and downstairs Joe go at it.
Yep.
He gets to barking at you, and you don't like what he says. You bark back. You're telling me you're just going to sit there and take it?
Yeah, he'd probably suspend me.
You're not going to yell at him?
Downstairs.
You're going to let him just sit there and just...
No, because he's not that kind of guy.
He would probably...
And upstairs Joe would suspend him.
And then we'd all chuckle with Mark Cannon.
This is... This is Mike. This is Mike from Eastie. What's up, Mike?
Is that me?
Yes.
East Long Meadow.
Oh, it says Eastie.
I can't believe, Wiggy, you are an idiot on what you're saying. And I'll tell you why. I've been listening to you spewing crap for the last 2 months about various things.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to tell me because one guy is getting paid more, one guy is a coach, the other guy is a player, and also, you tried to compare player with player, which is a completely different story.
When did I compare player with player? Wait, hold on, Mike. When did I compare player with player? You got
to
get your facts right. I know, but get your facts right first. I never compared player to player.
You were talking about Brewski and Junior Seau.
No, I was talking about Seau and Pepper Johnson. And Pepper Johnson was the coach. Go ahead.
Okay, I apologize.
That's all right. Apology accepted.
But I guess Brewski told the story.
He told the story,
but
yes.
The problem with me is there are superiors. Now, if you are philosophically different, then leave. Go to another organization. Go to an organization where they don't accept that stuff. I mean, this is ridiculous where you're telling me that this guy, it's okay for him to yell and scream and push a coach. It's not okay.
Well, nobody said it wasn't okay, but Mike, you're missing the point. You're saying because he's the superior, he can yell and scream at you all, call you all your names.
You're assuming that's what happened.
Well, I'm assuming. Here's what I'm assuming. Here's what I'm assuming, Mike, because being in the locker room before, the only way I can kind of, you know, come with my conclusion is that they were both yelling and screaming at each other. And they were both saying bad things to one another. And they both were saying things that weren't nice. And maybe, I don't know this, maybe there was a small altercation where they were up each other's face and it was a little bumping and shoving. But to suspend one guy, which is the player, I don't think is right.
You want me to give you a little help? I'm willing to help you, even though I completely disagree with you.
Well, yeah, but I don't think I need help. Go ahead.
I don't think I need help.
No,
well, that's a sign of somebody who has not matured.
But I'll take it.
If you can't accept help from others, then...
I can, but in this situation, go ahead.
Why don't you ask what the difference is between this and Tom Brady and Bill O'Brien? So if you have Tom Brady, nearly a physical altercation with a coach,
yeah.
Why was Tom Brady not suspended? Why don't you ask that?
What do you mean, why don't I ask that? I know, because you shouldn't suspend guys for getting into a heated argument with their coach, because it's part of the game. It's something.
Well, is that because that's Tom Brady?
No, because that's the emotions of the game. When you're in a game that there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of highs, you're up, you're down, it's a battle. Those type of things happen. And I would, you know, the one guy who's in the military called in and said, you know, one guy agreed, the other one disagreed. But when you're in that type of environment, hostile, a lot of yelling and screaming, that's part of it.
This is Peter from Ohio, who I think agrees with you, Wiggy. Yes, Peter.
Hillman, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I'm cruising through Western Mass. I got you on the radio.com app. I'm headed back out to Ohio visiting my son-in-law. Sorry, go ahead.
How long is that going to take?
Yeah, this could be a whole day trip. I should be back there probably 12, 13 hours from now.
Crafty. Very crafty.
Can't swear on the air.
Yeah. Well, you can. Can you swear? I think you can say some swears.
Oh, Wiggy's allowed, yeah.
I push the boundaries as much as I can Wiggy's when it comes to FCC guidelines.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was like seven sinful words or something like that.
Not sin. I mean,
or whatever.
There's like seven plus five that we really can't technically use. But then, if I can sneak one in,
Yeah, but I'm not gonna allow somebody to, when it comes to Curtis, somebody to come on and swear about Curtis's family members like that.
Curtis's mom is lovely.
That's not.
Curtis should bite back.
I know we're up against the clock, but a lot of people like when your former hockey coach Steve calls. So let's give him some time. Let's get Steve on. Steve, what's up?
Hey guys, how are we doing today?
What's up?
Let me set the stage for you. First of all, I'm former military. I did 7 years in the military.
Yep.
I've been in the workforce since 1967. Okay, so I've been working for 51 and a half years. I've done all right for myself. Wiggy, I agree with you 100%. And not because I know you or I coach you or anything like that. You guys got to understand something. In the workforce, especially today with HR and all that, you know, if you're going to call out one of your employees in front of everybody, that is not the right thing to do. You want to talk to me like a man behind closed doors and we'll iron out the issues, that's fine. Because if you're the kind of guy that's going to call out one of your employees in front of all your other employees, you're not worth working for. That's how I look at it. I had a guy give me some garbage like that. He was 20 years my junior. And I said to him, I said, listen, I had generals in the Army that didn't talk to me like that. You have no right talking to me like that. I can be your father. I'm old enough to be your dad. So if you want respect, you've got to give respect to earn respect. That's the way it should be in the workforce. I don't care if you're a football player or if you're the president of the United States. It all trickles downhill. It starts from the top. You've got to treat your employees with respect, and you'll get it back threefold. I will run through a wall for my boss right now because he's a great guy. But you give me a guy that's going to throw me under the bus and make me look like a piece of garbage in front of everybody, I'll do nothing for him. That's my stance.
Well, you're assuming, though, that he was dressed down in front of everybody.
I'm not assuming anything. That's the way it's being portrayed, that it was in front of other people. That's what I've been hearing you know, from you guys. He did it in front of all the other players. Yeah. I don't know the situation as much as you don't, but the fact is, if two guys want to get into a little heated battle and they can have words between each other, it doesn't mean I got a kowtow and stick my tail between my legs and run and hide because he made a statement that said something to me and I've got to, you know, I got to write to the letter of the law. I'm sorry. There's so much. I mean, he's a football player, which is different. But there's a lot of employment out there right now. And if a boss is going to dress down somebody or give him garbage and the guy feels like he's being, like, picked on in front of his peers, then guess what? It's time to pack up and go find another job. That's just the way it is.
All right. Well, there you go. You guys agree.
Well, I can't wait to the day when you and Downstairs Joe have a little dust up.
It's not going to
happen. Please, Danielle, film it.
It's never going to happen.
Utmost respect.
He's not that guy.
I have the utmost respect.
He wears glasses. Look at him, Greg.
I have the utmost respect for everybody in this building.
I'm not saying you
every
don't.
Every single person.
I'm not saying you don't, but there's always situations.
Utmost respect.
I'm not saying you don't, Greg, but there's always a situation where, hey, you know, I don't like the way he used that tone.
All right. We will be back on Monday with Tom Brady.
Actually, Greg, I want to correct you. It could be Tuesday because the game is Monday.
Tuesday with Tom Brady. Monday with Boomer, though.
Yes.
Or Tuesday with Boomer.
Monday's Boomer, yes.
All right. Monday, Boomer. Wednesday next week, Larry the Lawyer.
Excellent.
And Tory Krug of the Boston Bruins.
Larry the Lawyer.
Who Ken now is concerned about. I mean, this is
Not Krug. Chara and McAvoy.
You're concerned about the Bruins. Which is a ridiculous take. I mean, they're off to the best start in years. I mean, they just played the...
Well, it's a little smoke and mirrors, you got to admit. They're scoring on the power play and on the top line, and the goalies are playing out of their minds.
They just played the... that first goal last night, Tuukka should have... I think he should have saved that goal.
It's another breakdown.
But this is what I will say to you. That team last night that they played is the team that you were picking to win the Stanley Cup.
Correct.
And they played them to the shootout.
Yeah, but you lost at home, and the shootout was terrible, and this is the team you got to beat. You got to beat them at home.
All right.
It's about results, Hillman. Come on.
Save it for the skate pod.
Jeez.
The news is coming up next, and we will find out why a Russian man has filed a lawsuit blaming his iPhone for his sexual orientation. That is coming up next.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show this Tuesday morning after the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Try their garlic parmesan chicken mac and cheese. One of the 9 real size entrees there for just $9.99. A great deal available all day, every day. The 99, always the real deal. By the way, Skate Pod, brand new and up with Doug McClain, former hockey coach, executive. Worth a listen. Bruins lost 4-3 in a shootout last night. They got two more goals from Pastrnak, 3 goals in regulation from the power play. Tied it up with 3:05 to go. Everything Pastrnak is throwing at the net is going in right now. He's had an unbelievable start to the year. 8 goals. And then the shootout happened. It did not go so great. Andrei Vasilevskiy stones them. Krejci didn't play. That's another minor concern.
Yeah.
Home and home with the Maple Leafs coming up Saturday and then Tuesday. 7 o'clock faceoff in Toronto. Patrick Mahomes dislocating his right kneecap on a quarterback sneak. Here's what Andy Reid said about the freak play.
Not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing, and it happens. So you know, I was proud of our guys stepping up, and you know, they didn't let down.
They did win the game,
30-6. That's because Joe Flacco stinks. God, he's awful. Throw the football. Get rid of it.
Still waiting on those MRI results to figure out how long Mahomes will be out. 3 weeks if it's just the dislocated kneecap, more if it's ligament damage.
I mean, they're going to have to, if it's longer, they're going to have to go out and get somebody, right?
Who do you get, though? That's the hottest position to maybe trade or go get a guy. Because now you got to have a guy comes in, he's got to now learn your system, where at least the backup's been there all training camp.
Well, I'm serious about Eli. That is a good idea I had.
No, it isn't.
What?
If I do say so myself.
Please, yes. No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
No. I'd rather have Matt Moore than Eli Manning.
Manning has been the worst quarterback in the NFL the last 3 years.
He's for the Giants. You put him on that offense?
They're screaming for Kaepernick, right? That's what some are screaming
for. Read option.
Forget about
that's the way they play that offense out there in Kansas City.
Kaepernick is white-balled, as we know, Wiggy.
He's definitely white-balled.
Patriots and Jets coming up. Oh, we had Julian Edelman on earlier. Here's the clip that is going to go viral from Jules when you asked him about Gronk's possible return.
Do you believe him?
You know, I don't know. If he does, hey, that's awesome. We need it.
We need Gronk.
Need it.
Man, they are killing Izzo and Lacoste. He and Brady just throw them under the bus every
Watson
time they
back,
can.
So.
A rare misstep when it comes to revealing your actual personal feelings.
You suck them into your safe
in a
space.
Media interview. We need it.
The Hillman safe space.
We need it. Yeah, it was a safe space.
Nice job. Yankees blow a 1-0 lead. They lose 8-3. They're in a 3-1 hole. The last team to come back from down 3-1, the Cubs in the 2016 World Series. Of course, the Red Sox have done it a couple times, but they are in a spot. Game 5 tonight in the Bronx. Justin Verlander on the mound as well for the Astros. And BC football Saturday on 93.7. They host NC State. Coverage begins at 11:30 after Mark and Hart. Busy Patriots Friday as always here on the station. We got Michael Lombardi and I believe Chris Sims coming up on OMF today. It's the Greg Hill Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
There's a church in Kansas City which is calling for some kind of a Patrick Mahomes prayer vigil.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe that'll work. I mean, I don't know. What do they call that? Divine
intervention.
Divine intervention, yeah. Wiggy?
We would power do it here prayer, for baby. Brady.
We would?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd be calling on all the fathers. Father.
Yeah. So they're going to have some kind of a prayer service specifically aimed at making his recovery quick.
Yeah, it's happening at Asbury United Methodist Church, and Dave Burton is one of the churchgoers.
He believes that they'll be able to use the collective
power of prayer.
The power of prayer.
Send the intentions up. The good Lord will help heal the knee.
The last two games, we kind of thought that they may need some type of help. We knew that his ankle was injured, so we decided to possibly have a healing service to help him heal that ankle quicker.
Oh, has that ever worked? I mean, has there ever
kidding
been?
Me? You never saw a pastor put places. Hand upon the forehead of a man in a wheelchair, and then all of a sudden he gets up and walks. Of course, when the collective congregation comes together.
Yeah.
Is it so embarrassing on Twitter last night? All these people saying, pray for Patrick Mahomes. It's
T's and P's, Curtis.
You're only doing that so people think better of you. Right. You don't give a damn about Patrick Mahomes and his knee.
Thoughts and prayers, everybody.
Yep, except for P's.
So no one should ever tweet thoughts and prayers?
It's just a self-serving thing to do. Everybody that tweeted that, whether it was Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz, they have his phone number. They can shoot him a text and say, thinking of you, buddy. They're doing that so people go, what a good guy.
Look
magnanimous.
At me. I said something positive and said thoughts and prayers.
So you're only saying people that don't, but regular people can do that, right? Yeah. Who don't know.
Well, I mean.
They can, but again, nobody means it. When people are like, I'm saying a prayer for you. No one says the prayer. There's like three people that say the prayer.
So do you feel that when everybody goes, you know, RIP to somebody who passes away?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way when it's a crazy thing and it's, you know, pray for New Orleans?
I think it's a look at me thing. It's always a look at me
You're
thing.
Such
on
a cold heart.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
It has nothing to do with a cold heart. That's why I think it's BS when people are, you know, if there's a, God forbid, a tragedy or something bad happens, they're like, I can't believe you haven't said anything about it on Twitter. And it's like, well, yeah, because I'm feeling the way I feel about it organically myself. I don't feel the need to tweet and be like, thoughts and prayers because this bad thing happened to Patrick Mahomes. I hope he makes... I mean, I'm sure I've done it before.
Do you feel the same way about Belfies for Bermuda?
Absolutely. Okay. You bet your Belfie ass I do.
Maybe we should do Belfies for Mahomes.
Oh, wait, there's got to be some kind of alliterative thing we can come up with there.
Melfies.
But what would be
selfie or my...
Is that redundant?
Melfies for Mahomes or something.
I just tweeted, pray for Bielma.
Well, I mean, we have a Democrat running for president who believes that with prayer we could stop a hurricane. So it's not that far. We're probably not that far off base by suggesting that a prayer service could heal Patrick Mahomes quicker.
I believe very, very strongly in the power of intention and manifesting.
Yeah.
However, I think that a lot of this stuff, I agree with Curtis 100%. People put it out there to be like, look what I did. Look, I wrote something about this. Look, there was a tragedy. Patrick Mahomes got hurt, and I tweeted at him thoughts and prayers. Like he's going to notice it. It's like the chicks that wrote to Hernandez in prison. One day, Aaron Hernandez is going to be my friend because I wrote to him in prison.
Here's a text. which says perhaps Gronk is on his way there right now to rub CBD oil all over Patrick Mahomes'
knee.
Maybe.
And I think the pray for you, bro, that Russell Wilson tweeted was really enhanced by the prayer emoji. Mm-hmm. I think that that really gets the point across.
Well, you're probably right about that, now that I think about it. I mean, why doesn't he just send him
a text? Just reach out to him directly.
And say, praying for you, bro.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel
how
like
you doing, man?
Yeah, I feel like you can get Patrick Mahomes' number if you're Russell Wilson. Yeah. I don't think it's not that hot. Yeah.
Or FaceTime him praying. Like, you can actually see it.
Look, praying. I'm actively praying right now. Let's do the rosary.
Praying for you, bro.
P4, the number 4, you, letter U. Praying for you.
Bruh.
Hashtag.
Praying for you, bro.
Bruh.
Well, I mean... You think they are going to end up needing to go trade for somebody?
No, because when's the last time, and I don't know, I'm asking this question because I don't know, that you've ever seen a team trade for a quarterback mid-season and then that quarterback be successful or help this team win, get into the playoffs? I don't even know if that's even possible. I've never heard of that before.
Because it's too tough to come in there.
Yeah, because the quarterback position is so difficult. System-wise, most teams go to their backup or they go to their third string. You know, they might trade for a guy who ultimately becomes their third string, and yeah, he might play, but that never works out. You've never seen a team say, all right, our starter's hurt. We're now going to go trade for an Eli Manning, and he's going to come in and help a team.
I mean, is that true? I mean, can you think of it?
Well, when was Jimmy G traded? That was, I mean, it was not like an instant, but.
It was around Halloween, I think.
Yeah,
it was a mid-season trade of a pretty significant nature.
He played well, though, but it wasn't. You're talking about a team in the Kansas City Chiefs that are expected to go to the playoffs. I don't think you've ever seen a guy get traded to a team as a quarterback and take that team to the postseason.
Yeah, they were Super Bowl favorites before the year.
Who's that? Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Sam Bradford, maybe. I forget when that trade happened from Philly to the Vikings.
But
there have been some big quarterback trades, but
it's one of those positions that are so difficult to. And if you're Kansas City, or you're the Patriots or the Houston Texans, and Patrick Mahomes is out for a significant amount of time, that means that the door is open for the Patriots to separate themselves from anybody else by maybe adding a player to that wide receiving core, that passing group. Or if you're the Texans or the Colts or one of those teams, this means you have an opportunity to maybe put yourself in that second spot in the AFC.
A texter says, home run, Danielle. None of these people who send thoughts and prayers are actually thinking or praying about the individual that
happening.
They are sending it to. It's
like,
all done for social media.
I don't even like reacting to things when they happen on social. Because it's like, what do you say? Like, oh my God, how awful is this? Hopefully everything gets better. I don't even like sending that because I feel like it just looks self-serving. You're just saying something to say something. And then you're to have it on record. Right. And then you're going to delete it a year later like Elizabeth Warren's evidence of her ancestral heritage, allegedly. But then it's like, oh God, Pat, did you see what happened? Oh my God, I'm reeling from what happened to Patrick Mahomes. It's like celebrities. They do it all the time, right? When there's a popular thing that's going on and they're like, oh, Notre Dame is burning. I'm like, so's the Amazon. They have no clean water still in Flint, Michigan. Chicago, 9,000 people are getting shot every night.
Right.
The Notre Dame Cathedral is burning to the ground. Hashtag history. And I'm going to donate all my money there. It's like, hey, we got a big homeless problem in the country. There's veterans that can't get meant to. There's kids stuck. But let me pick this one thing.
They pick
that, like,
and choose, though. That's the
Carrie
problem.
Carrie Underwood tweeted about something. Let me piggyback on this real quick.
It's truly a horrible personality trait because you're making someone else's misery about you and making you look better because of it.
Right.
It's the worst thing you can do.
Ever. Right. So self-serving.
We will get to
Notre Dame. When I heard Notre Dame, I was like, "What's going on? South Bend?
What happened?" Yeah, we get no idea that there's. Like, we get no idea there's a cathedral.
Like, I was like, "Is the campus burning or
something?" They have a QB.
All right, we're gonna get to the news coming up next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
So some schools, believe it or not, still don't have power, as is also the case with a lot of homes. I think at last check, about an hour or so ago, they were reporting, National Grid was reporting about 60,000 homes without power following the bomb cyclone that hit us the other night.
People have no idea what to do. None of their electronic devices are working. No. They have to like drive out to charge their charge their phone.
Yeah.
Where's like the power?
Did you lose power?
I did.
You did?
I did. And when Ken put up his tweet last night, I don't know if he saw it, he put up a tweet about Char and me bitching.
Yeah.
I told him I didn't know what was going on because I was in the dock, effed up because I had no power.
So you're just sitting around? Like with a family? Like
we ended up we had to go end up getting a hotel and that kind of
thing. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, must be nice.
We had no power.
Oh, must be nice.
No, our power went off yesterday evening, so like 3 in the morning. So we were without power all day yesterday. So.
Yeah. Well, what's the delay? Is it like, why can't they get everybody back up?
A lot of trees down. At least that's what I've seen in my area. There's so many trees down.
Cut them down.
They are, but they're so... This is what I think people don't get. You know, you get the linemen and everybody from the power companies out and the municipalities. They're working their, as LB would say, they're working their bag off.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of individual cases of downed power lines, trees. It's not like they can just sweep across the town and be like, everything's back up in 2 seconds. They have to go to each of these sites individually and clean them up. So,
but initially, Danielle, they should cut the trees away from, like, when the weather's nice in the summertime.
They usually do.
Well,
we don't have endless dollars to spend.
No. I mean, but it's not even branches. It's not even like cutting them. You know, sometimes they cut the branches away in the middle. These are, I've seen so many huge, old, beautiful trees that got completely uprooted. It's kind of sad.
Well, it happens. It's evolution.
I know, but still. I can still be sad about it. Hashtag pray for the trees.
Yes, you can.
Speaking of evolution, Juul is really evolving their strategy with what they're offering to customers. They have announced that they're going to suspend the sale of any fruit-flavored e-cigarette flavors ahead of a looming federal government ban. Company announced they'll only sell mint, menthol, and tobacco flavors to help people who are trying to quit actual cigarettes. And they're doing that, of course, so that they're not targeting the kids and the teens when it comes to the
kids
vaping.
Kids don't like mint?
Not as much as the mango,
evidently. Yeah.
So it's not as popular.
What did you think of the governor yesterday on the show when he was explaining the vape ban? Were you satisfied with what he had to say yesterday?
Well, he said he's hoping they have answers in 4 months, but I got the feeling that that's thoughts and prayers. I mean, does he really expect there's going to be solid answers in 4 months?
I think he's somebody who is probably in favor of an overall forever ban, I would guess. But he did say it has absolutely nothing to do with taxes. Did you believe?
Yes,
did you? I mean, you're the one who said that you thought there
was something.
He said
it's not on his radar, but that's the governor. The legislature is a whole other case, right? I mean, obviously, if they propose any bill, it's got to go across his desk and he's got to sign it ultimately. I thought it was interesting where the governor did say that, you know, tobacco products and other stuff gets taxed, but vape juice and the Juul stuff doesn't. That was interesting to me that in Massachusetts, you would leave a looming hole for taxation on a product that's widely available and widely consumed. Shocking to me.
Well, they'll get to that when they get done with the balloons and the plastic bags.
Yes, correct. Correct. If you're one of these people, and I've become one who wear their AirPods all the time.
Yeah.
I've got a warning for you from doctors. And this is, you know, another thing you have to be paranoid about when it comes to your health because they're not enough. Wearing earbuds all the time can lead to chronic ear infections.
Oh, really?
And it's not because of the nasty crud that actually gets into the earbud that you can't clean out.
Yeah.
It's because they're blocking your ear's natural functions to get rid of the buildup of things like dirt and sweat and dead skin and oil and hair and wax. It can't just push it out. You know, your ears are kind of self-cleaning.
It can also lead to someone trying to have a human interactive conversation with you and figuring out halfway through that you have your earbuds in. Like, I mean, how many times, like, everybody's got headphones on. Everybody's listening to, like, you know, you ever try talking to somebody and they realize, like, halfway through it, like, they've heard nothing that you said because they're listening to, like, music?
What, I was listening to a podcast.
Yes, yes.
I always got my headphones on, so.
But isn't it more rude for somebody to come up and begin a conversation when you have headphones on?
Like, but you can't see them. No, you can't see them a lot of the times.
Just the ones that stand in, like, the little
AirPods. Yeah, the little AirPods, Not, like, full-on, like, you know, over-the-ear headphones. Yeah. But that.
But why are you talking to strangers?
No, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, don't approach me.
I like other human beings.
You can find a friend.
I like have any friends?
Text someone you
know. I don't understand the random, let me walk up to somebody and start a conversation with that person. I have no idea.
Well, where? Like, what? Like, in, give me a
subway.
Scenario.
You're on the subway.
Yeah.
I like you.
You're on an airplane.
Right.
You sit down next to me.
So you can't be nice to people anymore?
What do you mean got to be nice? So I have to speak to the person and say, oh, so where are you going?
Yeah. Well, some people like to do that. People like to sit down on a plane and find out if the person next to him wants to have, like, a it's
flying,
like,
flying somewhere.
It's so shocking to people, though, you know, because everybody communicates only via text or social media DMs, and so they're like, wow, jeez, a human being tried to talk to me the other day.
No, it's not that.
How outrageous is it? Somebody wanted to be nice.
It's not about you're not because you don't talk to somebody, that means you're not being nice to them?
Well, it's just a nice thing to do. Like, why do you object to it?
You don't need to have a random conversation with me in the line at Target about
the
weather,
Donna. Is it a
nice
thing to do?
Yes, it is a nice thing to do.
It's a nice thing to do would be for you to leave me alone and see how wretched I look in the self-checkout camera and let me cope with that myself instead of being like, oh, so is that is that organic? What you're getting? No, it's a little sweatshirt. My niece would love that. Well, great. It's over there. Go buy one.
Well, what about, like, a non sequitur? Like, you know, you're in a line. It's taking a while. You go,
it's hot outside today.
No. The line is taking a while. Hey,
oh, yeah, I can see the line is taking a long time. Dawn, I don't need you to comment to me about it.
I'm standing right behind you, you moron.
Now I got to rewind the good part. I was just getting to the chorus in the song I was listening to you when you piped up.
It's getting hot out there today. Do I know you? No, but... Yeah.
I can't believe they only have one checkout line open at this time of day.
Is it not illegal to wear your headphones while driving?
Yes, like, and I can't handle the people that actually wear the over-the-ear ones in the car.
I see people.
You can't do this.
Is it really illegal?
Yes, it is.
It's illegal.
And you can't wear two earbuds either.
What about one?
I think you can do one because it would be the same thing as a hands-free phone set, but you can't have headphones on in or on both ears.
People like massive Beats on while they're like driving down, like they're driving down the highway.
Like
I
don't have a radio in your car.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
I don't have Bluetooth. I don't know how people don't realize that's not okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, be aware. Mm-hmm. New irrational fear: throwing your earbuds in. Are they ear or earbuds?
Well, if you have the Apple ones, they're AirPods.
Yeah.
Or if they're other, they're earbuds.
Yeah. Speaking of Apple,
there
is a man in Russia who is suing Apple because he says that Apple made him gay.
This is you can sue for anything. But
well, you can sue.
It's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah.
Please, I'd love to hear.
And I use interesting in air quotes.
Obscure reference, Danielle, Andy in the office. Michael, am I gay?
Yes, correct.
There they are. Yep. The happy work couple talking about their favorite show.
So creepy.
Ken, how many times a day do they talk about The Office, these two lovebirds?
Lord. One is definite. Probably three, four.
No, there's like whispered conversations between the two. And then Danielle is giggling more so than she does on this show. Like, giggling because of The Office.
Curtis is a genuinely funny guy. What are you? I'm trying
to
support him.
All they need to do is get Lucy in, and it's a three-way on there. She loves The Office.
She does. That's a visual.
Curtis will be in heaven then.
That is the thinnest sandwich ever. The least filling in a sandwich you've ever seen in your life. That is one slice of turkey.
Curtis wants the string bikini girl from the Philippines.
Oh, man, I heard that.
Do a remote there next month.
Yeah. What?
Did you hear that?
He was like, oh, my God, that should be legal. And then I went and looked at it. I said, let me look at it, because I remember telling Stiz, put the picture up. And I'm like, really? He thinks that's a nice ass? I'm like, could be a 14-year-old boy for I know what. He put some
not enough junk in the trunk for
Wiggy. Listen, ain't no donkey in that monkey back there, man. Where's that donkey? She ain't dragging no wagon.
That's the Cherokee DS.
Where is the extended cab? Man, I wanted them pickup trucks that look like cars.
Seating for six.
Yeah, man, I need one of them 2,500.
Yeah.
full side caps.
That means probably you can never take a woman to a Bruins game because she never, never be.
Yes. That should be. That's how you supposed to. You're supposed to base a woman's ass. If she can fit into the Bruins seat, she ain't got no ass.
Yep. That's it. But yeah, so anyway, so this guy filed a lawsuit at the end of last month, and he's suing for 1 million rubles, which right now is about the equivalent of a little under $16,000.
$16?
$16,000. So this guy had bought what he thought was Bitcoin, okay? Yeah. And instead, on his phone, via a smartphone app, was delivered Gay coin instead of Bitcoin. Now, according to the complaint, the Gay coin cryptocurrency arrived with a note saying, "Don't judge until you try." He wrote in the complaint, "I thought, in truth, how can I judge something without trying? I decided to try same-sex relationships." Can't make this stuff up. "Now I have a boyfriend, and I do not know how to explain this to my parents." So he's alleging that Apple, through the iPhone app, pushed him towards homosexuality through manipulation.
Because of Gaycoin.
And now he wants 15K, 16K.
Okay. I'd probably settle out of court.
Probably get a bag of cash. Or a new iPhone. He's getting the iPhone 11 Pro Max for free. With all the stovetop cameras in the back. Evidently, predicting what kind of weather we're going to have has gone the way of whether or not butter is good for you. Because we spoke a couple of times this season about how the Farmer's Almanac said we're going to have a horrible winter, a lot of precipitation, ton of snowfall.
We're going to get the polar coaster.
No.
Yeah.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, has come out and said, not so fast. They released their reports in the Winter Outlook report released by the Climate Prediction Center yesterday, and they said that we will have a warmer than normal winter.
Really?
Especially here in New England, but they said no part of the country is forecast to have a high likelihood of below average temperatures anywhere between December and February. Now, they don't mention anything about snowfall because they say we can't really predict that until about a week
warmer,
out.
But if it's warmer, chances are we're not going to get as much
snow.
Exactly. And it won't last. So I'm down with that. I like that.
I like snow at Christmas time. That's it. What, you don't even like snow?
I'm cool with snow. Just like, you know, give me a storm, even if it's 8 inches.
Oh, my God. You
come
too.
Come on.
Please. Can you seriously?
I'll take that.
Elevate the discourse.
Even if it's 8 inches, I want the next storm to be 3 weeks away. Yeah. I don't want 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches. Yeah, I don't want that.
They're just ramping up.
Yeah, I don't think they have any idea, so it doesn't matter anyway.
No, they never know.
They have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I know you are obsessed with the End of Days family.
Yes.
In the Netherlands.
Yes. For those who haven't heard, they found this family, this Danish family, that had been living in a basement for 9 years because they were getting ready for the apocalypse, for the end of days.
Correct.
And the way, did you hear this the other day? The way they found them is that one of the guys snuck out, went to a bar, had a few drinks, and then got a little loosey-goosey with the information and started telling everybody that, hey, we're holed up in this basement over here, a bunch of us, waiting for the end of days to come. So, yeah, the end of days have not come yet. But there's an update on them, I assume?
There is. Yeah, I think that the guy who's reported to be the father has been arrested. There have been two arrests in this case so far. And they say that the guy who was renting the farm is being detained for 14 days on suspicion of involvement in what they call deprivation of liberty and harming the health of others. It's so bizarre. The guy was living there with a bunch of his kids, siblings aged 18 to 25. They believed they were the only people on the planet. They didn't think anybody else was alive. They thought they were the only humans.
Imagine how thrilled the guy was when he got out and discovered that there were bars and fast food.
Sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It's actually also the premise of the, I think it's, I don't know if it's Netflix or not, but Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, The Mole Women. With Ellie Kemper, but
so they thought they were the only people in the world.
They thought they were the only people in the world. They were entirely self-sufficient.
So they thought the end of days already happened.
Yep. Wow,
they were entirely self-sufficient. They lived off a vegetable garden and a few animals. Neighbors to the farm thought that there was the one guy living there, and that was it. They had no idea that anyone else was there. And then one of them escaped, was able to get to the pub and ask for help.
The head of it he knew that there were other people because he had to go up every month and pay rent.
Pay rent, yeah. But he was telling us. Well, no, can you imagine like keeping that wool over people's eyes for 9 years?
And it was all his kids. It was like his wife and his kids.
Oh, he probably didn't pay the rent because the end of days had out. He's probably, when the landlord asked, he's probably like, we're not paying rent. It's the end of days.
Well,
the apocalypse is here. We're not paying any rent.
Unless he was just telling them that. He was like, well, I still got to keep up with the rent. I don't want somebody to knock on the door.
Only half the rent. Yeah, he's like, the apocalypse is scheduled in 2 weeks, so I'm only giving you half of the rent. I want my security deposit back.
Defeats the whole purpose of telling these kids that, you know, we're the only people here when somebody comes knocking on the door.
Well, there's a lot of people, whether they're preppers or otherwise, who do believe that we're close to the end of all civilization.
The SHTF.
Yeah.
When the S hits the fan.
Yeah.
They got the bug out bags ready.
See, this is, I always like, I'm
we
always
don't know. That's why we're
I'm
getting ready, Wiggy.
Fascinated by these people who want to go live in bunkers and
underneath.
So what happens? So if something just drops on us, that isn't going to wipe everybody out, whether you're living in a bunker or not?
Well, do you mean like it's going to be in the form of an asteroid?
I don't know.
Like I think the bunker people are worried about some kind of a nuclear attack or some kind of thing like
that's
that.
What, at the end of days, people, don't they always think that it's going to be some...
Some are religious. Some think it's like the predicted, end of days that's in the Bible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And others think it's going to come from conflict or some other...
Well, that's what a lot of people think, that a lot of preppers prep for what they believe will be an inevitable collapse of government, which may not last more than a few months, but they have enough rations and whatnot to sustain
them. So like a zombie
so
attack, but without the zombies, where people are just, you know, killing each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Right. Where there's a complete unrest.
All right, complete chaos.
This is
off grid.
This is Mike from Framingham. What's up, Mike?
The guy that showed up at the pub that escaped, what did he use for money? Did he barter like chickens and eggs?
It was gay coin. He used a gay coin or a Bitcoin. I don't know what he used. What did he use for money?
He didn't pay for anything. Oh. He just asked for help.
they
comped the beer.
He said, give me a beer.
It was gratis.
He must have been like, what are you guys doing here?
He had a drink ticket.
That's kind of how Mutt lives now.
He was probably shocked. So he saw
Who else? He's probably like, who else is out there? Mm-hmm. Are we the only people left?
Yeah.
I like doing it.
Imagine when he started to catch up on things and he's like, Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Like, wow.
9 years ago, he was hosting a show called Apprentice.
Yeah. Well, the end of days did happen, I guess.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
617-779-7937 is the number if you would like to call and be a part of the show today. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.